The psalm for this morning is Psalm 121. It's a familiar psalm, and it begins by saying, "Our help comes from the Lord." Hey, what does that mean? Our help comes from the Lord. The Lord, you know who he is, you know? Okay. The psalmist doesn't just leave it there. He has to qualify. And he says, you know, the one that made heaven and earth. That means he is qualified to help you. If he can make heaven and earth, he can do your little problem. He can take care of it. He can handle it. He's able. He's got what it takes to do the job and do it well. So then the psalmist goes on and lists the things that are Lord. Is he your Lord? Amen. He's our Lord. These are the things he'll do for you and for me. He gives me strength. He won't let my foot be moved. He won't let me slip. He holds me tight in his hands. He is my keeper. He is my shade. He does not fall asleep on the job. He preserves me. He preserves my soul. He preserves my going out and my coming in. He won't forget or ignore me. In the psalm, one Hebrew word is used 6 times in this psalm. King James uses the word keepeth 3 times and preserveth 3 times. But in Hebrew, it is all the same word, shamar. It means to hedge about, to protect, to attend to observe and keep observing, to reserve and to save. Amen. When God in a psalm has a word used 6 times, we better pay attention, right? Is 6 the number of man? Yeah, that's us. That's you and I, and that's what he's going to do for us, those things. What a God you and I are united with. Amen. What a Savior. You know what? What this psalm does for me is it makes me absolutely, simply adore him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. He's got me in his hands. He's holding me tight. He's preserving me. He's protecting me. He's keeping me. Oh, what a Savior. Amen. Let's stand and let's say one verse from the psalm together. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, wow. Do you love him?